We'll move forward. If you're totally unfamiliar with groundwater, desired future conditions, DFCs, you'll be learning fast. All three of us are kind of assuming, I think, that there's a certain amount of knowledge there and familiarity. Desired future conditions are the characteristic of a desired future condition in a groundwater system is that generally you're looking at long-term goals. And generally, they're regional in nature. And the reason I say that is this is probably my opinion. There may be some other opinions out there, but the reason I say regional in nature is because it's a joint planning process. A joint planning process between districts that stretch over a fairly large area in some cases. And so there are aquifers that stretch across multiple counties that have been for joint planning purposes defined as non-relevant because there's not really that much interaction across different districts. And so some examples of desired future conditions, if you're not in the thick of this every day, looking out into the future, you might say, well, we want a certain amount of drawdown in an aquifer over a certain amount of time. Chapter 36 doesn't really say over what time period a DFC is supposed to be defined. It just says in the future. So for most cases and most places, we've adopted sort of this 50-year planning horizon with DFCs, and that is consistent with the planning process. It could be allowable groundwater remaining in an aquifer. It might be minimum spring flows. It might be water quality or subsidence, and it can relate to a lot of different goals you're trying to reach within the aquifer. So those are some examples of desired future conditions for aquifers.